I walked into the kitchen, where the dishwasher was already whirring away at the dinner dishes, past the refrigerator, its ice maker clicking. I walked into the back hall by the washer and dryer. All around me, through the whole house, everything was clean and functional, all the machinery of domestic bliss in its place and ready to do exactly what it was supposed to do. All of it but me. I was not made to fit under the counter of this or any other house. I was made for moonlight gleaming off a very sharp knife, and the soothing ratchet of duct tape purring off the roll, and the muffled horror of the wicked in their neat and careful bonds as they met their unmaker. But I had turned my back on that, turned away from all I really was, tried to fit myself into a picture of something that did not even exist, like squeezing a demon onto a Saturday evening post cover, and I had done nothing but make myself look like a complete idiot. No wonder Brian could so easily take away my kids. I would never bring them away from the dark side if I couldn't even give them a convincing performance of virtuous normality. And with such a vast amount of wickedness in the world, how could I beat my bright blade into a dull and functional plowshare? There was so much yet to do, so many playground bullies who needed to learn the new rules to the game, Dexter's rules. There were even cannibals abroad in my very own city. Could I really just sit on the couch and knit while they worked their horrible will on the Samantha Aldevars of the world? After all, she was somebody's daughter, and someone felt about her just the way I felt about Lillianne. And as that thought hit home, a red-hot surge of anger roared up inside me, burning away all my careful control. It could have been Lillianne. Someday it still could be, and I was doing nothing to protect her. I was a self-deluded fool. I was being attacked from all sides, and I was simply letting it happen. I was allowing the predators to stalk and slay, and if someday they came for Lillianne or Cody and Aster, it would be my fault. It was in my power to protect my family from a very nasty world, and instead, I was pretending that kind thoughts would keep the dragon away, while in fact, it was roaring at my very own door. I stood at the back door and looked out the window into the darkness of the yard. The clouds had rolled in up above, covering over the moon and bringing complete darkness. That was it, a perfect picture of all that was real. Just darkness, hiding a few patches of brown grass and dirt. Nothing worked. Nothing ever worked, not for anyone anywhere. It was all just darkness, decay, and dirt. And trying to pretend there was anything else got you nothing but grief, and there was not a thing I could do about it. Nothing. And the clouds rolled open to let one small moonbeam trickle through to light up the darkness. And the sibilant whisper tickled and teased once more and said, "There is one thing." And that one simple thought made all the sense in the world.